Continuing now with Matthew Johnson, CEO of the H.M. Close Seed Company here in Saint-Rémy, France, and music again in the background, part of the 50th anniversary of this research facility here in France. And we're talking about the diversity of the market. And the last comment you made before our first segment was done, Matthew, was talking about the diversity of global nature of the vegetable seed business. You know, you've really targeted a niche business here, research facilities around the world, but is that diversity that you mentioned what's driving the dynamic nature of the vegetable market, the vegetable business market globally? I mean, there's a lot of players in it, but it's a dynamic market if you're reading the headlines and the farmers, I think, gosh, where's this thing all going and where's your vision going?
Well, you mentioned earlier, we've talked previously about the idea that one seed does not fit all, and in this business, one size does not fit all. It's an incredibly diverse business and marketplace, and that's manifested and visible in the products that we sell worldwide. You're here today in Saint-Rémy, and we had a big focus on melons, and so we did the melon tasting, and you had a chance to see in one location the diversity in melons. That diversity is also reflected in the countries and the farmers and the places that we sell those melons, in the horticultural practices that are used to produce those melons. And so that's a perfect example and illustration of our business worldwide. The tomatoes that you grew up and peppers that you grew up producing in South Florida are not at all the same as what we produce here in southern France, or in Spain, or Italy, or Turkey, and so on and so forth. And so you already have a huge diversity in our marketplace. That requires a diversity in a company like H.M. Close in germplasm to start with. So we have to have extensive diversity in our germplasm in order to even be able to think about developing a product for local needs. We have to have great diversity in our people, to be able to empathize and listen and understand the different needs worldwide from farmers everywhere. We have to have diversity in our resources and infrastructure and assets to be able to bring them together, to be able to leverage that global footprint, to be sure that we have all the investment brought to bear on a single product in any given market. And that's probably the best way you can, the best word you can use to describe vegetable seed industry is diversity.
I've been very interested to see your interest in the youth programs in various agricultural areas of the country and in the U.S. and the investment you're making in young people to come into your business, your industry, and your company. You might touch on that, and, you know, there's a whole movement about and trying to, you know, companies, the scaling up thing at various stages of a company. You know, even a lot of mom-and-pop companies, I think, forget that and sometimes don't take that choice early enough to pass it the torch along. But that's part of y'all's culture, is to know you're training somebody to take your place eventually.
Well, I think it's true, and we spend a lot of energy around youth. You've heard me talk a lot about stewardship of our industry, stewardship of our assets, but it's also stewardship of our people and of the opportunities that they have. And one of the aspects of that we work real hard on is to be sure that we are able to build opportunities for young people to come into our space. And the stewardship to our owners and our customers is to ensure that we've done our part so that what the work we're doing can transition and move on and continue on after us. And to do that, we need those young people. It's a critical part of what we're doing. And if I relate that back to the comment you make about scaling, companies as they grow need to find ways to scale up to be able to sustain their growth. But I think it's a misperception that it's companies that scale up, because I have firm belief that what companies are not inherently the thing that you're scaling. It's people that are scalable. And companies are just a combination of physical assets and processes and ways of working and hard assets like that. It's people that are able to adapt and learn and evolve and scale up. And by having people who can scale, you then have companies that can scale. And I think this is where the focus on youth and next generation talents in our companies is so important, because bringing young people in and giving them opportunities to bring not only their energy and enthusiasm, but also new ideas that may not have made their way into the mainstream and companies like ours, very important part, not only of providing opportunities to the next generation to come up, but it's also a way to keep our older generation or the current generation current with the development of our company and our way helping them scale up as well. Good example for us is our investment and support of the Challenge 2050 project at the University of Florida. We're really proud of what is has been done and is being accomplished through that project. I think it's a good example of a number of programs around not only the United States but around the world where we see young people really engaging in contributing and preparing to take over from our generation these businesses and these activities and the work that we're doing.
Earlier today when we first met, you mentioned to me as you got to the event earlier, it's an exciting time at HM Close and that things are moving in a good direction. And that was a question I was going to ask you to expound on, but really this whole interview is kind of explained the answer to that question. There's so many exciting areas in the business.
I think unlike nearly any other industry, whatever your interest, whatever your ambition, I think young people and next generation today have more opportunities than we've ever seen in production agriculture, in whatever aspect of that you like, whether it's to stay close to home and be in actual production on the farm, or anything that any other company in industry has to offer. And you can go and do that nearly anywhere on this planet. And I think that's exciting. I think that what we see also is the a rising and much higher level of interest in what's happening around the world from that younger generation than what our generation experienced. Perhaps it's a function of all the media and information that's available today. But what's encouraging and I think very promising is the amount of interest and passionate interest young people today display over working in fields that allow them to have to feel good about having contributed something bigger than they are and to do something worthwhile with their careers. And when we think about, again, going back to the Challenge 2050 project at University of Florida, this big question about how we feed the planet in the coming generations is critical one, and I have great faith and hope that that generation is going to figure it out. And it starts with them taking an active interest. And so it's time for us to be sure that we're recruiting and retaining and attracting the brightest and best. And in some generations past, often people pursued opportunities in other industries for whatever their interest drivers and reasons may have been. And I think we've entered a period now where we're going to do more and more to see people come into our space to contribute not only to their own careers and personal growth for the traditional reasons, but also for those questions that are in our front and center with us every day in how we feed the planet, how we provide the means by which people can prosper and live and find health and nutrition. Today we don't have all the answers, and that's the generation that's going to help us do that.
Well, and let's face it, I mean, when you look at 3.5 or 4 billion more people coming on in the next 30 years, it's a lot of mouths to feed on less acreage as we continue to go along. So it's science that's going to drive that. Matthew Johnson, CEO, HM Close Seed Company. Gosh, I'm out of questions, except for one last one. I would ask, where do you see the vision of this company in the next 50 years? We're at a 50-year anniversary, a several hundred-year evolving of this company into a global research facility, basically, and vegetable seed niche. But gosh, just in the vegetable seed niche, it's pretty dynamic. There's lots of things out there and going for sale and this and that. I mean, where do you guys see yourself growing in the future?
Well, it is quite a legacy that we have in this company, and we're all privileged to work in a business that can trace its roots back several hundred years. And I think to a person, people at HM Close, when confronted with a question like that, I think probably all of us would answer, we want to do our part to be sure that we've been good stewards of the resources that we've been entrusted to manage and care for on behalf of our customers and, of course, owners and stakeholders in our business. And my hope is that what we build and what we leave for the next generation has done something to improve those assets and resources and capabilities so that the next generation has an even better foundation from which to build upon.
Might also mention for our California listeners that HM Close has a number of facilities circled around a home office in Davis, California, up at the University of California, Davis there close by. And y'all collaborate a great deal with those folks. We've interviewed some of them along this trip as well. And again, thanks for our participation. Thanks for hosting us here. And what have I not asked that you might want the farmers in our audience to hear?
Well, only that we're grateful for the opportunity to serve space. Always enjoy visiting with you. And we hope that the interaction that our customers have with HM Close and all of our people is always a good one. We appreciate the opportunity to serve the industry.
Once again, Matthew Johnson, CEO of HM Close Seed Company here at San Remy, a research facility for HM Close here in France. So appreciate you very much. Thanks
for being
with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.